This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Chinese President Xi Jinping warning President Trump of, quote, negative factors hurting U.S.-China relations after a U.S. warship was deployed near a disputed island in the South China Sea. The USS Stefan sailing within 12 miles of a small landmass which is claimed by China and several other nations. China responding by sending military assets there to that area. Joining me now, Harry Kazianis, the Director of Defense Studies and Senior Editor for the Center for the National Interest, established by President Richard Nixon. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me again.
So starting things off, the president on the campaign trail seemed to be really cracking down on China, talking a lot about trade. Then there was that friendly meeting down at Mar-a-Lago. Things warmed up considerably. And he made the argument that we need China to help us with North Korea and to rein things in. How do you think he'll react to this warning, essentially, coming from the president of China?
Well, I think that the Trump administration did the right thing, and they did a very hard thing, to be honest with you. You know, they had a lot of rhetoric, and I think it was the right rhetoric to push back on the Chinese. But let's face it, the Chinese have not followed any of the Trump administration's suggestions or hopes that they would rein in their North Korean allies. So the Trump administration here is taking a harder line, and they have no choice. Let's step back for a second and think what the Chinese are actually doing in the South China Sea and why the Trump administration is reacting. The Chinese have essentially drawn lines around the South China Sea and claiming it as their own territory. That's something that hasn't been done since the age of Christopher Columbus. So I think the Trump administration is doing the right thing. It's the hard thing to do, but they simply have no choice.
There appears to be a bit of a cat and mouse game going on. It's a pretty serious one, this U.S. destroyer coasting not so far from that disputed island. Is that a good tactic? It's something we've seen the U.S. do before. We've made these pass-bys before. But should the president be doing more?
Absolutely. I think the Trump administration should be doing them daily if they could at this point. Because we have to keep in mind, what the Chinese are trying to do is to change the international system in the Asia-Pacific to their favor. In the long term, what the Chinese want to do is to basically throw the United States out of the Asia-Pacific. The Trump administration here is actually doing something that's very simple, very straightforward, and essentially challenging the Chinese moves here. And the Chinese are even actually going a lot further. They're actually building fake islands in the South China Sea. Not only are they doing that, but they are arming them with anti-ship weapons, fighter jets. They have runways that could actually hold the equivalent of what we consider a B-52 bomber. So these are things that we have to react to. If we don't, the Asia-Pacific will essentially be China's within a few years.
Yeah, the international community very concerned about that. President Trump and President Xi meeting at the G20. We'll see if that's a bit of a frostier meeting this time.
Well, speaking of North Korea, it was announced, according to UPI, or API, I should say, claims that it tested the first intercontinental missile that could reach Alaska. They successfully test-launched its first IBM, a potential game-changing development in what may be the world's most dangerous nuclear standoff, and if true, a direct rebuke to U.S. President Donald Trump's earlier declaration that such a test won't happen. So what did happen here? The launch appeared to be North Korea's most successful missile test yet. A U.S. scientist examining the height and distance said the missile could potentially be powerful enough to reach Alaska. So here the United States has been looking to China to step in. I would say not only China, but where's the international community? What are they doing about this? And what is the international community saying about China continuing to build these mini islands in the South China Sea? This has been going on for a long time, and, you know, it goes back to that old proverb, you can pay me now or pay me later, and it seems that the international community in the United States would want to deal with it later, and for the sake of diplomacy, I mean, China seems well fixed on a plan of militarizing, you know, the South China Sea and taking over territory, and it was just reported there that, you know, their ambitions is to make sure the United States has very little to say about the Pacific the Pacific Rim. This is Bill Martinez. We are live. It is 4th of July, 2017. Our favorite historian, Bruce Kaufman, coming up next.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, happy Independence Day, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. The award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker joins us. The one, the only, Bruce Kaufman. Mr. Bruce, happy 4th of July, sir.
And to you, Bill, and to all of your listeners.
Hey, well, I'll tell you, what an incredible day, our 241st birthday, that didn't start, you know, I keep reminding people, it wasn't like it started with everybody singing Kumbaya. I mean, this was quite the battle to get to the point that we would, you know, our founding fathers would be courageous enough to really be convicted of the beliefs that they held so dear.
And absolutely.
It was one that wasn't necessarily an easy kind of thing, because after all, we are saying we want nothing to do with, you know, the mothership any longer. You know, the most powerful fighting force on the planet at the time, our mother country.
Yep.
And we're saying, look, we need to declare our independence. So to get from being a citizen of England and now saying we're going to start our own country, boy, I tell you, that is a huge leap, isn't it?
It certainly is. And remember, not only are they saying we're starting our own country, we're saying we are on record as being traitors to the British Empire. The 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence were not only saying we are now independent from Great Britain, they're saying we are proud of the fact, but we are, well, not proud of it, but we are now traitors to the British Empire. Mm-hmm. We are going to war against the mightiest military power in the world. We are a nation of 13 colonies about to be states, maybe 3 million people, loosely allied federation, and we have no army or navy to speak of. We have no allies. We have real no access to financial resources, and we're going to war against the British Empire. And here's the thing. If we lose that war, which is a very, very real possibility, mm-hmm. those of us who survive that war are going to be hunted down by the British Empire. We're going to be arrested. Our families are going to be put in prison. We're going to be sent over to England to be hung for treason.
Exactly.
So talk about courage, because yeah. they're on record. They've signed the Declaration of Independence. It's distributed around the country. The British Empire, King George III and the Parliament are going to be reading that thing. They did read it. So the founders are on record. We're traitors. You know, and as John Hancock, who wrote the Declaration, that huge signature, he's basically saying, by writing it so large, you want me? Great Britain, King George III, come get me.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and you know, I'll make it easier for you to find me. And that's what the other signers of the Declaration of Independence said as well. Bruce, you know, what were the odds? What were the odds for them to win? You know, with, like you say, 3 million, a loosely held, you know, confederacy, a federation of, what were the odds for them?
The odds were not great, but there's one thing that we have to keep in mind. that they did have this advantage. They're fighting on their home territory, and the British Empire does have to ship men and material across the Atlantic Ocean, which back in the 1770s was not an easy thing to do. So we did have that going for us. But, again, the odds are not great because this is the greatest military, the greatest navy in the world. And remember, all 13 colonies are on the eastern seaboard with the Atlantic Ocean right next to them, meaning that naval power is going to come into play.
Without a doubt. Well, and here they are. They write up the Declaration of Independence, and I think it was a, you know, a brilliant document and no doubt painstaking because they were not only declaring to Britain, but to the world and to each other what their grievance was.
Yes, yes. Actually, that's interesting because what is the most memorable phrase in the Declaration of Independence today? We all know what it is. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Back in 1776, when Congress is reviewing Jefferson's draft, they passed over that preamble, that section, with barely a comment, maybe a slight edit here and there. What they were really interested in was the middle section of the Declaration, which was the long list of complaints against King George III, because they are trying to justify both to the world, as you say, and to their countrymen, the reasons why they've decided we need to declare independence. So they have to show their countrymen, who about probably one-third disagrees with them, another third is sitting on the fence, okay, they have to persuade their countrymen that they are justified in declaring independence. And they also are hoping that if the Europeans read this document, they're going to think maybe down the line they'd like to give us a little help, which would certainly come in handy.
Exactly.
So that long list of complaints is the justification for breaking with Britain. And that's why Congress, they passed over the preamble, but they heavily read that. They went through that with a fine-tooth comb. And, by the way, they took out some of what Jefferson, some of his complaints, because they thought they were a little bit exaggerated. For instance, one of the most interesting.
We had fake news back then, too?
We had fake news back then. Jefferson was exaggerated, and they were worried, the Congress was worried that if he exaggerated, the British would be able to easily refute it. For instance, Jefferson blamed King George III for slavery being in America.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Congress took that one out because, number one, the country had not done anything about slavery. It was the backbone of the southern economy, and the northern shipping interests were getting rich transporting slaves from Africa, from the West Indies to America.
Mm-hmm.
And, as it happens, King George III ascended to the British throne 104 years after slavery came to America. So there's an example of an edit that was a deletion, so to speak.
Right.
But my favorite is that the one thing they did keep, all right, was one of Jefferson's complaints, and it turns out to have been a very prescient complaint, one that we all know about today. He wrote, okay, that King George III has, quote, erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. What Jefferson is describing there are government bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They kept that one.
Yes. And they live today. To this day, they're just one of, it's an amoeba. It's an uncontrolled amoeba that just keeps on spreading like a virus. And wherever it can find oxygen, it continues to expand. No doubt about it. But, you know, so here it is. And as you say, you know, when you talk about the character of, you know, the colonists, you know, at least a third said, look at, you know, we're loyal to the king. We don't want to go there. And they knew that by getting behind this parade, that it was going to lead to the gallows, to treason and the destitution of their family. So any kind of dream and hope of this new America was going to be flushed down the toilet, and the odds were so much against them. I mean, here they are. You got people that are, you know, farmers coming out to take on, you know, the world's mightiest military force.
Right, which had been trained, drilled, had the highest technological equipment, military equipment at the time. Yeah, absolutely. That's what's going on here. As you know, and you're right. I mean, here are the 56 people who signed that, and one of Ben Franklin's jokes, if this is true, they knew that if they lost the war, those who survived the war, they're going to go to London, they're going to get hung for treason. And Ben Franklin said it, in his usual, in his clever way, he said, gentlemen, we must all hang together, or surely we will all hang separately.
Yeah. Heads they win, tails you lose.
Right.
Either way,
right.
No doubt about it. Bruce Kaufman is with us. We've got more from Bruce. We're talking 4th of July. We're talking the founding of this country. And maybe why this country is so great. We'll talk a little bit more about it. Thank you for joining us. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lodinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I finally stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
Bill Martinez, Live.
Well, according to Wallet Hub, this song here from Lee Greenwood would play really well in Virginia, Alaska, Wyoming, South Carolina, Colorado, Washington, Hawaii, Idaho, Georgia, North Carolina. These are the top 10 most patriotic states. They determined this by, you know, the number of military that are residing there, which is kind of amazing. Alaska has the most veterans per 1,000 civilian adults, 138.9%, which is 2.4 times more than in New York, the state with the fewest at 57.9. Georgia has the highest average number of military enlistees per 1,000 civilian adult population, no prior service, 0.92, which is 2.6 times higher than in North Dakota, the state with the lowest at 36. We're back with Bruce Kaufman, our favorite historian, as we continue to talk about the Declaration of Independence. The men, those signers of our Declaration of Independence, you know, Bruce, you just can't help but wonder, and, you know, we've been saying this for, you know, I guess with regularity, that there should be a time when we refresh our minds with the brilliance of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Kind of like, you know, some people have as a habit every January 1st that they change the batteries out in their smoke alarms. You know, I think that days like this, these events, are a key time for us to pause for a moment and remember where it all began and what it took for these brave men to be so convicted. You talk about falling on your sword. I mean, they committed treason. They were going to be lined up. That's it for them, their families. And it wasn't like they could look over their shoulders and say, hey, we got all 13 colonies 100% in. You know, no way. I mean, still very divided, but these men had a vision. They shared it with passion, and they were willing to put their lives on the line. Makes you wonder if we could have this scenario in the 21st century America.
One of the interesting things, Bill, is, and this is, I'm going to give Abe Lincoln credit for this because he was the first one to point it out. As he pointed out, when they wrote the Declaration of Independence, they could have merely said, we're declaring that we are independent from Great Britain. They did not have to get into this whole thing about, you know, we hold this truth to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, among them life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. They did that because, as Lincoln pointed out, all right, in a famous letter he wrote, he said, all honor to Jefferson, to the man who, in the concrete pressure of a struggle for national independence by a single people, had the coolness, forecast, and capacity to introduce into a merely revolutionary document an abstract truth applicable to all men and all times, and so embalm it there that today and in all coming days it shall be a rebuke and a stumbling block to the very harbingers of tyranny and oppression.
Exactly.
That was the point, is that the founding fathers, they're putting their lives on the line because of independence, but they're also putting their lives on the line for an abstract truth that is there for all time.
Yeah. And where did that come from, Bruce? I mean, there wasn't like it was lifted off from some other constitution or declaration from any other country. You see, and I believe where it came from is the very throne room of God. I really believe that. The spiritual impact of that phrase is so powerful that it could only come from God himself, in my humble opinion.
No, and that's absolutely right, Bill. And this is, and that comes to a very important point, is that our freedoms come from God. They do not come from a government. They're not, we are not going to live in a country in which the government decides what rights, what freedoms we have. We already know what rights and freedoms we have because they came from our Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we are the sovereign rulers here.
Exactly.
We are going to give the government enough power to secure our God-given rights. That is the difference between our government and all the governments before us. The governments before us, the government gave us rights, and in our government, no, we give the government certain powers to protect our God-given rights that were given to us before there was a government.
Mm-hmm. You see, and I think that, to this day, is the confusion, because as we move away from God, we forsake what those God-given rights, not only do we forsake, it's confused, we misunderstand, we have an inordinate expectation of our government to supply rights that it's not their duty to give us.
Yes, and not their power.
Yes, not their power whatsoever. So it's a round peg in a square hole. And we can talk about health care, for example. I've been maintaining the government is out of order. It's trying to supply something that it is not ordained to supply. That is not what it's supposed to do.
That is not. There's nothing in the Constitution. There's nothing in the Bill of Rights, nothing in the Declaration of Independence that gives government that power. You're absolutely right.
Well, let's talk about, you know, some of these unknown facts associated with the framers of our Constitution, things that people have not heard about, Bruce.
Okay, let's start with the fact that the Founding Fathers thought that we would be celebrating our Independence Day on July 2nd, not July 4th.
Right.
Because that's when the Declaration of Independence was approved by Congress. It took a couple of days. Congress fiddled with the language. They sent it to the printer. The printer got it back to them July 4th. Therefore, they could disseminate it to all the states and send it to the local reporters and newspapers to print. So that's why we celebrate it.
So blame it on the printers. Blame it on the printer, the doggone printer. I mean, after all, you know, and we had advanced a bit, you know, we already had, you know, the presses rolling, but hey, it still took time. So here we are.
It took time. But they thought, and here's, I just want to read a quote from a letter John Adams wrote to his wife Abigail, because it is, in some ways, it is so prescient what he's written. He wrote, "I am apt to believe it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival, solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations." And that's pretty much how we celebrate the 4th of July today. It's just, the only thing he got wrong was he thought it would be July 2nd.
Yes, exactly. But here we are. Yes, absolutely prescient. Okay, what else?
Well, for instance, why was Tom Jefferson chosen to write the Declaration of Independence?
Yeah, good question.
This is in the Continental Congress. Jefferson was the wallflower. He was the kid in the back room of the room who kept his head down. He never got into any of the oral debates because he just was not comfortable doing that. So they've got a committee that has been appointed to write this declaration, and John Adams is on the committee, and he insists that Jefferson be a member of that committee. And one of the reasons is because Jefferson was a wallflower. He had made no enemies. The person who probably should have written the Declaration of Independence was John Adams. He was the leader of Congress. But Adams was a radical. Everybody in Congress knew this guy was itching to break with England, even if it meant a war. So Adams knew that anything he wrote would be viewed with great skepticism by the moderates in Congress. Mm-hmm. He knew that Jefferson had made no enemies. So that's one reason. The other reason, of course, is that Jefferson was the best writer in the Congress by far. The third reason was these guys knew that they were going to be going to war. So everybody on that committee, which included Ben Franklin, Roger Sherman, Robert Livingston, they were all the heads of important committees in Congress. And now that Congress has to figure out how to fight a war against the mightiest military power in the world and run the country. So they've got better things to do, more important things to do. So they basically said, you know, a Declaration of Independence is important, but we've got more important things to do, figure out how to win a war and govern the country. So let's let the kid write it, because Jefferson was one of the youngest people.
Exactly. Well, and as you say, Ben Franklin, the oldest, age 70, right?
He was age 70. Ed Rutledge was the youngest at 26 of the signers. Okay, and again, it took a while to sign it because they had to have the document. I mean, it took 2 days to print it, but then they wanted to have it what they called engrossed, which is to say they hired a guy with really good, clear handwriting to write it out on parchment paper. And when they got that copy of the Declaration, that's when they all signed it.
Well, so when... you know, speaking of military unpreparedness, you're right. We've got about 30 seconds left here, Bruce. George Washington, commander of America's Continental Army, received a copy of the Declaration on July 9th in New York, where his army was stationed, and he had it read aloud to his men and to thousands of cheering New Yorkers. So it was well received.
It was well received, absolutely.
Well, I'm going to let you wrap this up as we continue to celebrate God Bless America, 241 years, Bruce.
Absolutely, Bill. Happy Independence Day to you and all your listeners and everyone in America.
Bruce Kaufman, our favorite historian. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Bruce.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Josh Bernstein joins us. Josh, among other things, is the official spokesperson for the Association of Mature American Citizens, what we call AMAC. It is the conservative alternative to AARP. A wonderful organization, and I highly recommend that all my conservative friends join AMAC. You can go to amac.us for all the information you know. Josh, of course, a radio talk show host as well, is spokesman, strategist, and writer. Josh, happy 4th of July to you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you. I love the bumper music. That was when Bruce Springsteen used to be an American.
Yeah, it's he's definitely called himself into question these days. But, you know, this is unfortunately this is the nature of where we are in America today. And of course, we have to appreciate, and we just had our favorite historian Bruce Kaufman on with us and talking about the birth of the nation. It wasn't like everybody all got together, the 56 signers, and they knew all 56 verses of Kumbaya backed by every citizen of the 13 colonies. There was division. There was, different ideas. But thank God the vision that our founding fathers had has been a lasting vision. It continues to be that beacon of light. Not only spreading across America, but around the world, dare I say.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, look, I've said this many times, and I'll say it again. The 4th of July is my absolute favorite holiday, more than anything else, more than birthdays, more than any, gift exchanging holidays. I personally think it should be a week-long celebration. I think businesses should be closed. schools should be closed, which obviously they would be if, you know, they were in session. But I'm just saying, we need to really celebrate and soak in the fact of what we have, because it is so, so precious. And it seems as though as we move along this journey, you know, we never know that, you know, that tomorrow is never granted 100%. So we've got to make sure that we fight for every single piece of freedom and liberty and prosperity we have, because as the great Ronald Reagan said, it's not passed down from generation to generation. It's something that must be fought for and preserved.
Well, and to your point that's well made here, Josh, is that we have to fight, but let's know what we're fighting for. You know, this isn't a game. I mean, right now there's lots of contention, and my question constantly with some of this, you know, activity and contention that's going on, you know, to what point? You know, what are you trying to do? Are you really trying to make America greater, or are you trying to destroy America? That's my question to those antagonists that are out there, you know, burning down school buildings and, you know, rioting in the streets and destroying property. And, you know, here we are, you know, trying to hold on to every job we can. And it's like, all right, you talk about job killers. How many jobs have we killed in the name of these radicals?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Look, I mean, finally, I think there's been a couple of members of Congress that are finally waking up and are going to recognize and classify and categorize this Antifa group as a terrorist organization. I'd put them in the same category as the Muslim Brotherhood, as Hamas, as Hezbollah, as ISIS, as any other terrorist group. They are domestic terrorists through and through. The government needs to be aware of them. They need to pay a lot more attention to this horrific group. They're causing all of this violence. Of course, they're being funded by the radical left as well. And look, we need to keep our eye out on groups like Antifa, because look, when you see a poll on Fox News that says that 45% of Americans are not proud of America right now. Now, granted, there's going to be a lot of disassociated liberals in that mixed in, but still, that's a very high number, 45% that say that they're not proud of America these days. That's a problem. That's something that, you know, could fester into a lot worse.
Well, and the thing is that in the name of free speech and the conversation that needs to continue, I mean, there are some people that are not proud, and there's no way you're going to change their mind. You know, I run into a lot of conversations, Josh, these days, and I try to do everything I can to avoid them because, you know, when people are being foolish, you just want to step away and just get away from their stuff because they're spewing such negativity, you know, calling the president an idiot. And, you know, you have every right to question, you know, policy. But when you're attacking somebody's character, I can't join in with you. And unfortunately, this, you know, America that we live in today is very contentious. I'm wondering, you know, usually this is a great family time. How many families are going to end up in arguments today because of the sentiment of the American people, with where you're saying so many people are, you know, not proud of America? Well, my first deal is, if you're not proud of it, what are you doing about it so that you can be proud of it? You know, and is it consistent with our values that our founding fathers, the framers of our Constitution, had envisioned for this country? I mean, it can't be one of those statements, I mean, with all due respect, where the former First Lady says for the first time in her life she was proud of America because her husband got elected president. Really? I mean, that's what it took? I mean, to me, that is a bit extreme. And I can't go along with that. I can't support that. You know, what can you look at? What is it about America that needs to be changed? And then I say, get active and let's do this, because this is what the Declaration is, what our Constitution is all about. It's about we the people. We are the ones that are in charge. We have the government that we deserve because many of us have checked out, and we need everybody involved here.
Yeah, look, there's no question about it. I think Americans have been very apathetic and very complacent, maybe in the last, you know, I would say at least 25 to 35, 40 years, because, you know, we don't appreciate what we have. I mean, you know, we always try to say the phrase, you know, we appreciate the troops and, you know, thank you for fighting for us to preserve what we have here. But do we really care about what we have here? I think that that's where the question lies. And maybe a lot of that has to do with the media. Maybe it has to do with Hollywood. Maybe it just has to do with the fact that, you know, the schools are not really teaching that patriotism of history anymore. And that's unfortunate because political correctness has gotten into the realm of conscience to where it's, you know, like President Obama just said, don't be too patriotic. Don't be cheering for your country too much. That's not healthy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It is healthy. And the fact that you would say something like that goes to show you exactly what is broken with America.
See, to me, that comes from the pulpit of Jeremiah Wright. That sounds like his right, you know, his language. And that's what President Obama, former President Obama, is reflecting there clearly. 20 years, you know, sitting around Jeremiah Wright and hearing this anti-American, verbiage, it is going to form your thinking and your worldview. And I think that's what's coming out loud and clear. But here we are this past week. We had Congress dealing with two major issues, sanctuary cities and Kate's Law.
Yeah, we have. And look, you know, for everything that they say that President Trump is not doing, you can point to the 39 pieces of legislation that he is doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's done a lot of different things to pass executive orders to reverse some of the damage that has been done through the Obama administration the past 8 years. And finally, you know, look, we have some good legislation. Let's hope and pray that it doesn't die in the Senate. We have to understand that the Senate is much more left-leaning, much more radical than the House, because the Senate, you get to stay in as a six-year senator, where the House changes over every 2 years. So Kate's Law is an excellent law. It's something that should have been implemented a long, long time ago. Let's hope it passes the Senate and moves on to President Trump's desk. And, of course, the sanctuary cities. Look, we just saw on TV that they're arresting people in churches now. And look,
individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said,
Any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
A little patriotic theme music here as we get ready to celebrate the holiday as we're off and rolling here. 4th of July, our 241st birthday. And I just one of my favorite people to share it with is with us right now. We're talking about the Good News Girls, Samantha Mills Mouse. Sam, how are we doing?
I'm doing lovely, excited for the, you know, 4th of July celebrations and all that kind of stuff today.
So what do you got planned?
Glad to be here.
Is the doctor husband unit, is he off today or is he doing his rightful duties?
No, he has to do his rightful duties and go to work. So I'll actually be heading down to the beach with my mom to go watch some fireworks. So that's pretty exciting. It's like a tradition. My family will go down there every year.
Well, as long as you keep your eye on your mom, keep her out of trouble. She's not Miss Firecracker. You know what was it, 1968 or something that she was Miss Firecracker for? So maybe not that far. Far back, but she's going to yell at me for saying that, right? Telling family secrets and the whole deal.
I know.
Yeah.
That's funny. I always have to watch her.
It just keeps you on your toes and keeps you younger. That's what it is, you know. So what can we say? Remind everybody how they can be in touch with you. You know, you're featured, your lovely little picture. Featured on our website, Sam's Corner right there. So if people have ideas in terms of videos they want to share with you, how can they do that?
You just email me at samscorner.bml@gmail.com. That's samscorner.bml, like Bill Martinez Live at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about this first viral video about a boy leaving a heartbreaking note on a toy panda after his mom couldn't afford it.
Well, this story, you know, you see it and it's kind of like, well, what's so special about a toy panda? And, you know, this story, you really need some tissues when you're reading it. A 10-year-old little boy named Leon was visiting an Asda supermarket over in Liverpool, England. And he found this little stuffed panda and he just fell in love with it. And he didn't have enough money saved from his allowance and his mom wasn't going to get her next paycheck until the 15th of June. So he decided he would leave a note and he explained to people who might be purchasers of the panda how much he loved the panda. He said, please don't buy him as it will make me sad. You know, I'm trying to save my money so I can buy this pandy. Please don't make me sad. Thank you so much, the hopeful future owner.
Oh, well, my God. Wow.
You know, when people saw this, of course, they could not purchase the panda. Not only that, but the staff there at Asda decided that they would purchase it for him. And the story just goes on to get even sweeter. You know, Asda, his family had actually been going through kind of a lot at the time because his mom had given birth to his little brother earlier this year, and he passed away after 4 days.
Oh, wow.
And when, you know, they did this, this not only brought joy to their hearts, but Leon ended up donating $20 that he had earned, you know, through allowance. He donated it to other people so that people who do have a miscarriage or a stillborn child, it's a fund to go towards them and help them in their time of grief. And then the story keeps on going, and he ends up getting a trip to China. There's more. He ends up getting a trip to China so he can go see pandas in person.
Oh, no way.
Because everybody was so inspired by the story. Isn't that just a really cool? I love stories where people just keep getting inspired and giving more. And what a unique little boy, you know, 10 years old and has such a good heart, you know?
Exactly.
If more people would be like him, I can't imagine what a wonderful world this would be.
Do you think if I put a note on a convertible Rolls Royce that the staff would buy it for me?
I know. Put a note on a pair of shoes.
Hey, you know, why not? I mean, you know, Leon is, you know, training us. He's a walking example. Well, good for him. That is, and of course, our hearts are toward his family. I mean, what his family must be going through with the loss of a brother that, you know, Kent was delivered and lived a short time. But what a heartbreak.
Absolutely.
But thank God for those that those comforters who can come alongside and make a difference. And I'm sure, you know, you want to bless a family, bless a child. You bless a child and the family lights up as well. Now, you got this next story is an attacker pulls a knife on an officer. And his response has the world amazed. Tell us about that.
You know, this is something that you kind of have to see to believe. Andrew Mali, he's in Thailand. He's a police officer there. And there's a surveillance video, and it's been viewed actually 132 million times. It's gone absolutely viral. And there's another man who walks in, and he's just been having a bad day. This unnamed suspect, he walks in and he's got a knife, and it's obvious that he's just coming in and basically like, arrest me, kill me, just do whatever. Apparently he'd been a musician, and then he became a security guard and hadn't gotten paid after a few days. And then his guitar was stolen and he was just at the end of his rope. Well, when the police officer, Mali sees him, he looks at him and he just sits down instead of, you know, pulling out his gun or anything. He sits down and starts to talk to the guy, and you can kind of see the guy start to lower his guard. And then the police officer ends up walking over to him and giving him a hug after he drops the knife. And it was just amazing to see the transformation on this guy who comes in and he's just, you know, angry and ready to attack. And he's just like, go ahead, just like, let's just get it on with. Let's just get it over with. And this police officer is just completely confident and calm and changes the situation. And the man ended up crying and, you know, being comforted by this police officer in a way that I'm sure changed his life. You know, that could have been a life ending moment or at least a devastating moment. And it turned into a moment to touch hearts around the world as this police officer.
Well, thank God this unknown suspect found the right officer, because given the opportunity, I mean, you know, you bring a knife and you face an officer, and you know, if that's what you're asking for, death by officer, you know, too many times, that's exactly what you're going to get. An Oklahoma Army veteran leaves $2.25 million estate to Habitat for Humanity. 24 homes are going to be built now, huh?
Yes. Sergeant First Class Stephen Florence, he had retired from the U.S. Army, and he had served in Vietnam and Saudi Arabia. And I just thought, what a wonderful thing to be able to do with your money. You know, we all, like, think about what you can do with a large amount of money like that, and especially if you don't have people to leave it to, specific people, to be able to leave 24 homes. This is out in Oklahoma.
Yes.
It's Oklahoma Habitat for Humanity, and I think this is the biggest gift they've ever gotten. Which, of course, that is not surprising. That's quite a gift. But how many lives are going to be changed because of this man? You know, this will change the lives of at least 24 families and the impact that will go on for generations. And I just thought that was definitely a story worth sharing. Can you believe $2.25 million?
Yeah, $2.25 million estate. Wow. Well, here it is, a veteran that just keeps on giving, right? Somebody who
That's right.
Put his life on the line for the things that we enjoy this 4th of July. Warrior Games, a blind veteran competes in archery as sporting event kicks off. Wow. How's that?
Can you believe that? A.J. Muhammad actually was in the U.S. Navy, and he was hit by a roadside bomb, so a piece of shrapnel tore through his eye and his face, and it left him with facial paralysis and legal blindness, but that hasn't stopped him from being able to do archery. And the amazing thing is his wife will kind of help him. She'll come and, like, tell him, you know, go up a little bit higher, go left a little bit more. And he's been able to compete and actually won a bronze, and it was just, it's amazing. I don't know if anybody's ever tried archery in their life, but it is certainly not.
Hey, with two good eyes, I'm having a hard time just to hit the target, you know, somewhere,
Absolutely. And, I mean, it's difficult just to have the upper body strength just to pull it back, I mean, for me. And so I just thought, like, this is so cool. And just seeing his wife being so supportive and being by his side, I definitely think people should check it out. I hope everybody can come check out these stories today on Sam's Corner on Bill Martinez Live.
Exactly. Now, you have a story here, speaking of history, you know I'm fond of it. Poland once sent the U.S. a birthday card with 5 million signatures. Really?
Yes. I just thought this was such a cool story. You know, it's not recent. It's not recently going viral, but in 1926, a distinguished citizen of Poland named Leopold Kutnowski, if I'm saying that correctly, he decided to send the United States a card for their 150th birthday. And it was a little bit late because it wasn't delivered until October, but there was a reason for that. He was gathering 5.5 million signatures from the people of Poland. And I just thought, you know, you don't see stuff like that anymore. I wonder where we could see this book. Or, you know, it's basically a book of signatures. This is not just a regular greeting card. And, you
what
know,
a treasure.
I think...
reminding us the beacon for liberty and freedom that this country stands for, that you would have some, you tell me how many other countries are going to get a birthday card with 5 million signatures. I don't care what year it is, you know?
You know, and it ended up being actually 30,000 pages with 111 bound volumes.
Wow.
Compiled from the people of Poland, all wishing us well, for our 150th birthday. So,
well, thank God,
know,
our Congress. If our Congress would have gotten a hold of it, they'd have made all kinds of regulations. It'd have been a lot bigger than that. But that is wonderful. What a great gift from this gentleman to do that on our 150th birthday as we celebrate our 241st. Last one: police officer adopts a child after investigating his case of child abuse. We got about 30 seconds here, Sam.
Oh, yeah. Jody Thompson, when he was going to a parking lot back in 2015, he went to respond to a case of child abuse. And, well, whenever he found out what was going on, he didn't want to leave the 8-year-old's side. And whenever he saw him, he just knew that he wanted to take care of him. And it's just a really sweet story. If you have the chance to check it out, you know, there's much more to it.
Yes, without a doubt.
But,
you
know, when there's a case of child abuse and a police officer steps in like that, that has to be a special child. And
without a
thank
doubt.
God he was rescued.
Well, we got to leave it there. Samantha Mills Mao on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.